really good pals. Send you a station break here in a moment. Right now, 10 for identification on the Brewers Radio Network.
You're listening to WRJN at W260CV Racine, W251BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
We are back with you once again. This one is lined to the left field corner and foul. That would have been at least a double, driving in two more, but foul in that left field corner.
A couple names for you that might have fit. Al Salerno.
Salerno was one of the guys that always asked me what I was doing in the game. Absolutely. Al Salerno. Yeah, he was a good umpire, too.
Augie Donatelli?
That's him.
Yeah, there you go.
Augie Donatelli. This one is hit in the air to right center, playable, and caught by Chorio. Cabrera is gone on the flat right. Here's the ninth man to bat in the inning, Anthony Volpe. Yeah, that's who it was, Augie Donatelli.
He was only 5'9".
Yeah, he was not a real big guy. Good umpire, though. Yeah, good umpire. And that one drops low and away. That's the 43rd pitch for Vieira here in the inning.
Isn't that amazing? We can not only figure out who the umpire was, but his height.
Oh. the technology that we have today is truly amazing. Really is. And the pitch. It drops low, and it's 3-0 with activity in the Brewers' bullpen, and Pat Murphy is ready to head out to the mound. He's on the top step of the dugout. And Jansen Junk is up for the crew. There's a strike. And it's 3-1. One of those nights. Nothing you can do about it. We'll get her done and be back tomorrow. It's 11-1 New York. Two are on and two outs. And the pitch hit foul behind the Brewers dugout. Tom Hanks said it best. Remember that, Forrest Gump? It happens. Three balls, two strikes. Now the pitch hit in the air and it's playable. It's Reese Hoskins to finally end it. They get six. After 5.5, it's 11-1 New York on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Shop local, buy local, save big deals.
Hi, I'm Jenny, the manager over at your Big Deals online store. Did you know that when you shop locally, 83 cents of that dollar stays in town? Local businesses are the lifeblood of our community, and that's why you should shop your Big Deals online store. Dozens of gift certificates to local businesses, all in one convenient place. Shop local from the convenience of your home or smartphone.
Save on Racine's Big Deals at WRJN.com.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Slide into home and savor the heavy hitters of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Mouth-watering cobbler from classic peach to indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, each crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls will make your taste buds do the wave. Swing by our all-star drive-thru, open noon to 10 until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. When life throws you a curveball, cobbler's there to catch you. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue.
Your little Brewers fans who the real pests are. Safeway Pest Management keeps your home clear of creepy crawlies so your family can focus on cheering on the crew. With over 65 years of family-owned service, they're Wisconsin through and through. So call 262-679-4422 now for a free quote and get back to those bleachers bug-free. And remember, it's Brewers and Safeway Pest Management for the win.
We'll be right back.
It's the sixth inning. And it is the Woodman's Food Market's home run inning. We need 10 of them. William Contreras takes a strike.
So the jackpot is, what do you have?
What do we got? $700. Larry Schleser, I believe it is, or Schleser. Yes, down low and in the dirt. One ball and one strike. Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. $700 in our jackpot.
So if they hit 10, that'd be 900 additional.
Yes. And we would be tied. It's not a win, just a tie. Swinging a foul.
I feel like that should be worth more than $1,600.
Yeah, you know, I'll kick in something.
I think I'll kick in too.
You too.
Happens.
Yeah, we'll get Kent and Maurer. We'll all kick it in. And the pitch. This one is a swing and a miss. And that takes care of Contreras in the leadoff spot tonight. Here's Willie Adames. But yeah, Augie Donatelli was the guy. I think sometimes they did that on purpose too, you know.
Oh,
eat something
sure.
That you know, kind of turn you around a little bit. Big swing and a miss by Willie. Carlos Rodon. Adames tonight, fly to left, fly to center. The kick and the pitch. Dropping a little bit low on a change of pace. One ball and one strike. And the pitch. Bouncer hit to third. Gobbled up. Cabrera, and he throws in plenty of time. One New York, and the pitch. It is a little bit high on Rhys Hoskins. Left-hander deals again down low, and it's two balls and no strikes with two outs. It's 11-1 New York. Ready to work. Rodon deals again on a check swing. He fouled it.
What was the biggest argument you had with an umpire? Like, how heated did you ever get in a game?
Pretty much, you're gone. That was it.
Yeah.
You're gone. And wait, the game hadn't started. Swing and a miss by Rhys Hoskins.
That really happened to Murph a couple years ago at the lineup exchange. He was tossed.
There have been a couple where, yeah, it starts before the game does, before the pitcher throws the first pitch. It's something from the previous game. Strike three looking. And Hoskins is gone. Yeah, it's something from the day before that carries over, and you know you're going, and you don't even get fully dressed. No undershirt. Just put your jersey on. You're going. Anyway, through six, it's 11-1 New York on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit amfam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Members of Leuna are the most diverse trade in Wisconsin's construction industry, partnering with over 900 contractors to meet the demand for a skilled, safe, and productive workforce. Their union members construct roads, bridges, buildings, sewer and water lines, and energy infrastructure. Feel the power of a career as a member of the Wisconsin Laborers District Council, where you will earn great union wages, health care, and a pension. Learn why you are worth so much more by visiting LiunaWisconsin.org. LiunaWisconsin.org.
Hall of Famer Bob Uecker and his pal Tony.
What's the most lopsided trade ever, Bob?
Well, Brock for Broglio comes to mind, Tony.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, Nolan Ryan for Jim Fregosi, too.
Didn't work out too well for the Mets.
No, it didn't.
What's the best trade you were a part of?
Well, that's easy. Usinger's.
What?
Usinger's, man. I traded cleats for meats. I'm a Hall of Fame sausage seller.
That's pretty good.
Living high on the hog, get it?
Look for Usinger's fine products, including Mr. Baseball brats, at your local Sendix.
Blaine's Farm and Fleet, your lawn and garden headquarters. They make it easy for you. Shop in-store or at farmandfleet.com. Find value and quality at Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
Don't miss George Webb's double play meal deal. 7 cheeseburgers and 2 fries, just $17.99. Win, lose, home or away. Visit georgewebb.com for locations and details. To tell you all about the details, here's Lane Grindle.
All right, thank you, Uke. Juan Soto leads off the seventh inning against Jansen Junk, who takes over on the mound for the crew. Some defensive changes as well for the Brewers. Jake Bowers in the game at first base. A one pitch in there for a strike, and it's 0-2. Ollie Dunn is now the third baseman. Joey Ortiz moves from second to shortstop, and Owen Miller moves from third base to second base. So a different alignment on the infield for the crew here in the seventh. Nothing in two, the count here for Junk against Juan Soto, who is 0-2 tonight. The pitch, check swing, foul into the net behind home plate. It stays at 0-2. Soto 0-2, but a pair of walks and a couple of runs scored for the first year Yankee. Of course, last couple of years, year and a half in San Diego, and came up with the Washington Nationals, one of the best pure hitters in Major League Baseball, and he's off to a very good start in the Bronx. Junk brings home the 0-2 pitch, missed inside, 1-2. Jansen Junk's 2024 debut in a Brewers uniform, of course. Pitched for the crew last year, made just 2 appearances last season for Milwaukee. And the pitch, ground ball back up the middle and into center field for a base hit for Juan Soto. So Soto's got himself a hit, his first hit of the night, and that gets Judge to the plate. Judge is 2-for-3 with a home run and 2 driven in, and a walk to go along with all of that. 11-1, Yankees lead the Brewers. After the Brewers took game one last night in 11 innings, the Yankees on their way to evening up this series and setting up a rubber match tomorrow afternoon in the series finale. This is the Yankees offense, very dangerous. Pinch runner over at first for Soto. And a toss over to first and back in time. Runner is Taylor Trammell. So Soto's lifted from this game. Pitch inside to Judge. It's 1-0. Judge was 0-for-4 last night, but he is turned that around here tonight. The 1-0 pitch is lined back up the middle on a couple of hops. Fielded by Miller to Ortiz for one on to first in time. A 4-6-3 double play. Hard hit ball. Right back up the middle. And it got on Miller in a hurry, but he was able to field it and feed it to Ortiz coming across the bag. And a 4-6-3 double play wipes the bases clear. 2 outs now for Alex Verdugo. That's the 32nd double play that the Yankees have hit into this year. That is a very high number. Pitch is in there for a strike on Verdugo. It's 0-1. Brewers, conversely, have rolled into 16 double plays on the season. A one. Little liner through the left side and into left field for a base hit for Verdugo. He's got himself a three-hit night. Four hits in the series, a pair of home runs in the series. He has been a tough out all night long. And all weekend long so far, and now that gets Giancarlo Stanton to the plate. Drive around the league. It is presented by Construction Business Group. Wisconsin operating engineers and trusted contractors building Wisconsin together. Pittsburgh and San Francisco just getting started out in the bay. No score. The game is in the bottom of the first inning as Stanton takes a first pitch strike. It's 0-1. A one pitch. Stanton, the fly ball, but foul and out of play, first base side, and it's 0-2. Earlier today, Cardinals 7-4 winners in New York over the Mets. Reds double up the Rangers 8-4 in Texas. And Boston takes down Chicago at Fenway 17-0. Earlier today, 0-2 to Stanton, up and in. Stanton able to check his swing in time. And it's a ball and two strikes. Yankees jumped out to a 3-0 lead tonight. They've never really looked back. Brewers with just the one run on the solo shot from Hoskins in the first as Stanton rolls it foul over near the on deck circle. And it stays at 1-2. Should be another good crowd tomorrow afternoon for the finale. And then the Rays come to town Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday before the Brewers head back out on the road. 1-2 pitch. Missed down and away. Two balls and two strikes on Stanton. Yankees have action in their bullpen. Luke Weaver is currently getting loose. 2-2's up and in, and the count is full. It's three balls and two strikes. Runner at first and two outs. Stanton did not start last night's game. He pinch hit in the 10th inning and lined an RBI double into left center. Junk, the 3-2 pitch. Fouled out of play, first base side. And the battle will continue between Junk and Stanton. More than likely, Pat Murphy is going to ask for possibly at least two innings out of Junk. There goes the runner, 3-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Struck him out with a fastball at 95, and the inning is over. Ortho ASAP strikeout. Start healing faster with Ortho ASAP. Meet with a specialist today. Learn more at orthowisconsin.com. 11-1 Yankees as we go to the bottom of the seventh on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance. This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Brewers Five County Fridays are now Wisconsin First Fridays, meaning every Wisconsin resident gets half off Brewers tickets at the first Friday home game of each month. Grab your half price tickets for Friday games at brewers.com/WisconsinFridays. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org, insured by NCUA.
Your business is a part of you. It's made from your DNA, your blood, your sweat, your tears. From a gleam in your eye, you gave it what it needed to grow into the pride and joy it has become. You wouldn't dream of letting anything bad happen to it, so you lavish it with love and wrap it in the cozy warmth of the Silver Lining. Pamper your business with a policy from West Bend. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Spring fishing is finally here, and Fleet Farm has everything you need to reel in more fish this year. Upgrade your gear with the best brands like Rapala, Berkley, and St. Croix. Find exclusive flicker sheds you won't find anywhere else, starting at $12.99. Get rod and reel combos starting at only $24.99. And shop our wide selection of fishing line that starts at just $4.99. Land top fishing gear and everything else you need for everyday life at Fleet Farm.
Every home run, stolen base, and strikeout.
He struck him out swinging.
On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
11-1 Yankees as we go to the bottom of the seventh inning. The seventh inning stretch sponsored by IslandResortGolf.com. Fans of relaxing summer sports, time to book your stay and book a golf package for Sweetgrass and Sage Run. For best availability, visit IslandResortGolf.com today. Brewers coming to the plate here in the bottom of the seventh. And Luke Weaver is the new pitcher on for New York. Trammell stays in the game as well. There are a handful of changes. We'll try to get you caught up on those as we go along through the night tonight and through this bottom of the seventh inning, as the Yankees going to their bench a little bit here as well. Trent Grisham now in center field. And Jamai Jones now the third baseman. Blake Perkins the batter. And he takes low. It's 1-0. And Oswaldo Cabrera moves from third over to first. One-oh pitch missed inside. Two balls and no strikes on Perkins. So Judge with the rest of the night off as well. And Weaver, the 2-0 pitch, missed outside. Three balls and no strikes. Blake Perkins hitting 303 on the year. He is 0-for-2 tonight. Weaver, a 4.02 ERA at the bottom of this Yankees bullpen. And it is a four-pitch walk to Perkins. So Perkins finds himself aboard. Ortho ASAP, walk right in. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. Luke Weaver's been around for a while. 30-year-old. Been involved in a few trades over the years. With the Yankees at the end of the season last year, after starting the year in Cincinnati by way of Seattle in between. Gary Sanchez, the batter, takes a breaking ball for a strike. It's 0-1. Weaver has been a Cardinal, a Diamondback, a Royal, a Red, a Mariner, and now a Yankee in his 9 years in the big leagues. Sanchez, check swing, fouls it back to the net. And it's nothing and two on Gary. Making his 10th appearance of the season is Weaver. They typically ask for more than three outs out of him when he's been out there on the mound for Aaron Boone's club. To pitch up and away. And it's a ball and two strikes on Sanchez. Sanchez has flied out to center field both times tonight. He has an extra base hit in each of the last four games. A double last night. Of course, had the very memorable home run to right field off of Chapman on Thursday. That turned a 5-4 deficit into a 6-5 lead at the time for the crew. Asks for time and now gets back into the box. Weaver out of the stretch. Brings home the pitch. And Sanchez, a ground ball, but just foul up the third baseline. And it'll stay one ball and two strikes on the Brewers catcher. Told you Weaver was involved in some trades. The big one, of course, the Paul Goldschmidt trade between the Diamondbacks and the Cardinals. One-oh pitch, swing and a miss. Sanchez strikes out. And there's one away. Also was traded by the Diamondbacks to Kansas City for Emmanuel Rivera, which doesn't sound like a big trade. But Emmanuel Rivera, pretty big part of that Diamondbacks club a year ago that made it to the World Series. The pitch, ground ball back up the middle by Joey Ortiz, played behind the bag by Volpe, throws to first in time to get Ortiz. It's a really nice play by the Yankees' young shortstop. On the play, Perkins goes to second. He's there with two outs. Hey, there's a flash sale going on. You've heard us talking about it over the course of the last week. $5 tickets to the series against the Rays starting Monday night, running through Wednesday afternoon. That's courtesy of Festival Foods. Time's running out. That sale goes on through tomorrow night at essentially midnight, 11:59 p.m. Get yours at brewers.com/flash sale. Here's Owen Miller. First pitch swinging, lines that one up the middle, off the glove of the second baseman Torres, throws to first. Oh, and he got him. Stayed with the play, and Torres makes an off-balance throw and gets the speedy Miller by maybe a half step. A couple of nice defensive plays by the middle of that Yankees infield defense here in the bottom of the seventh. We go to the eighth. Yankees with an 11-1 lead on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Save big money at Menards. Gorilla tapes, glues, and adhesives are perfect for jobs around the house, indoors and out. Gorilla Heavy Duty Construction Adhesive has a 100% waterproof formula that provides a secure bond on any surface. From trim work to landscape block to hanging mirrors, it's all purpose and holds in 30 seconds. Pick it up for your project and head to Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
Enter Quick Trip's Around the Bases Contest, presented by Hershey's. Just stop by your neighborhood Quick Trip. Purchase any Hershey's, Reese's, or Kit Kat with Quick Rewards, and you're entered to win. If you're selected and the Brewers score in the first inning, you'll walk away with a $100 Quick Trip gift card. Compliments of Hershey's. Visit quicktrip.com/sweepstakes for more information. No purchase necessary. Quick Trip and Hershey's, proud partners of the Brewers Radio Network.
You have a lifetime of experience on the job and in the world. A degree from Concordia can help you make the most of it. Concordia University, Wisconsin offers flexible online career-focused programs for experienced adults like you. Whether you're looking to grow in your current role or enter a new field, at Concordia, you'll learn from experts and grow your professional network. Visit cuw.edu to learn more about business, healthcare, teaching, and STEM programs starting soon. Concordia University. Live uncommon.
Brewers baseball is the sound of summer.
Oh, baby.
This is the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
To 11-1 Yankees as we go to the eighth inning, and with a 10-run deficit, Pat Murphy will try to save the bullpen a little bit here, and he goes to a position player, Owen Miller, to take over on the mound for the crew. And as a result of that, Sal Frelick comes in the game to play third, and Oliver Dunn now playing second base. Trent Grisham, the former Brewer, leads off, and a high fly ball into shallow left center. Joey Weimer calling everybody off. He makes the catch, and there's one away. So Grisham hitting in the Rizzo spot here in the eighth inning. And here's Gleyber Torres. Miller works out of the windup and burns one in there for a ball. It's 1-0. Lined into the glove of Sal Frelick at third for the second out. Hit hard, but Owen Miller making this look easy so far. What StatCast called a slider, I'm not sure it was that, at 55 miles an hour, is lined into the glove of Sal Frelick, and he's thrown three pitches and recorded two outs. Misses up and away to Austin Wells. It's 1-0. The pitch, and Wells lines this down the left field line. This will be extra bases into the corner for the Yankees shortstop, I should say catcher. Turns first, motors into second. And he is there with a two-out double. So Wells is aboard, and here's Oswaldo Cabrera, who's now the first baseman. for New York. Owen Miller taking over on the mound and trying to just eat these last couple of innings for the crew. The first pitch drops one in there for a strike, and it's 0-1 on Cabrera. Brings home the pitch. That missed down and in, and it's 1-1. Put a little more on that one, did Owen. 1-1. This is high, and it's 2 balls and 1 strike. These pitches, for the most part, are a lot less than what you see in batting practice. He's just tossing it in there as softly as possible. And that's what you should do as a position player. You're not trying to get yourself hurt. Found back and out of play. Here's the 2-2 on Cabrera. Fly ball, shallow left. Going out is Frelick, the third baseman in fair territory. Makes the catch. And Owen Miller puts up a zero here in the top of the eighth inning. 11-1 Yankees as we go to the bottom of the eighth on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Get ready for endless excitement at the Lanes on 20, Racine's premier entertainment destination. Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun, featuring top-notch live entertainment, bago and volleyball leagues in the backyard patio. Or chill indoors at Angry Brothers Pub, serving up mouth-watering daily specials like the in-house smoked ribs and brisket on the weekends. Cool off with a craft beer, seltzer, or one of the game day drink specials. So if you're looking to refine your skills or just have some fun, grab your crew and head on down to the Lanes on 20.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Get ready for a triple play of selection, service, and convenience with Studebaker's in Racine. Around the horn we go, from refreshing sips to snack sensations. Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Great service is a game changer, and the team is ready to knock it out of the park for you. In our store, or sliding into Studebaker's convenient drive-thru, where fast meets fantastic. Swing by Studebaker's Field and Food at 31 and Spring in Racine for the winning team of selection, service, and convenience.
Get ready for endless excitement at the Lanes on 20, Racine's premier entertainment destination. Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun, featuring top-notch live entertainment, bago and volleyball leagues in the backyard patio. Or chill indoors at Angry Brothers Pub, serving up mouth-watering daily specials like the in-house smoked ribs and brisket on the weekends. Cool off with a craft beer, seltzer, or one of the game day drink specials. So if you're looking to refine your skills or just have some fun, grab your crew and head on down to the Lanes on 20.
Eleven to one Yankees as we go to the bottom of the eighth inning. Jackson Churio is set to lead things off for the crew. Tonight's eighth inning brought to you by the Wisconsin Laborers District Council and the over 900 signatory contractor partners who are building Wisconsin's infrastructure. First pitch to Churio is hit foul and out of play down the right field line, and it's 0-1. Learn more at LiunaWisconsin.org. That's L-I-U-N-A, and feel the power. A one pitch. Jackson takes a strike with a cut fastball, and it's 0-2. Yankees with an 11-1 advantage. They've out-hit the Brewers 15-2 here tonight. Churio trying to get himself going again. 0-2 pitch. Emmis is low, and it's 1 ball and 2 strikes. You know, top of the eighth inning, Owen Miller's pitching and throwing it in there in the mid-50s and getting outs, and you can't help but chuckle a little bit. But in the grand scheme of things, these at-bats for Jackson Churio are still big at-bats. 1-2, misses low, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Here's a young player that is still making the adjustment to the big leagues. He has flashed that immense potential. But it's a grind at 20 years old in the bigs, trying to figure things out as you go along. 2-2. Ground ball inside the first base bag and into right field for a base hit for Jackson. He'll turn first. Going to try to stretch it into a double, and he's in there standing up with a leadoff double here in the bottom of the eighth. And that's what we're talking about. Those are at-bats that you can learn from. You can continue to progress and find a way to get yourself in a better spot at the plate. And Jackson Chourio has a chance to still put together a really good season with the start that he's been off to. But last week or so, it's been a little bit more quiet. So that has to feel good for Jackson. Here's Joey Weimer. Weaver's pitch misses outside, and it's 1-0. $75 to the Mac Fund, courtesy of West Spin, the silver lining for that double hit by Chourio. The 1-0, and Weimer took outside, two balls and no strikes. 11-1, Yankees with a 10-run advantage on their way to evening this series up at a game apiece. Weaver looks back at second, and the 2-0. Swung on and fouled back into the net. It's 2-1. Now don't forget about Leinenkugel's Summer Shandy. That's a refreshing Weiss beer, natural lemonade flavor. Leinenkugel's flavor of the moment. Two balls and one strike on Weimer. Weaver from the stretch, the pitch. And he missed low. Maybe a touch outside. And the count climbs to 3-1. You've got Sal Frelick in the on-deck circle. Weaver looks back at second. And now the 3-1. Weimer, a ground ball on the left side. Charging it is Volpe. Fields and throws to first in time to retire Joey Weimer for the first out of the inning. And that will get Frelick to the plate. Frelick started the night on the bench with the lefty in Rodon making the start, who pitched wonderfully tonight. Rodon's last start before today, he went 7 innings and gave up 1 hit. Today goes 6 innings and gives up 2 hits. He's in really good form right now for the Yankees. Gave way to Weaver, who's working his second inning now on the mound. Pitch to Frelick is a little bit high, and it's 1-0. Rodon struck out 8 this evening. Pitch to Frelick. Ground ball to first base. Big hop for Cabrera. Tosses to Weaver, covering the bag at first to retire Frelick. On the play, Chourio goes to third. He's there with 2 outs now for Oliver Dunn. The old scorebook tonight getting a little bit of a workout with all the changes and substitutions. Not quite spring training-like, but about as much ink on the scorebook as you can find in a regular season game. 2 outs, runner at third. Weaver's pitch, and Dunn a swing and a miss. It's 0-1. Oliver Dunn hitting 211 with that 1 home run and 5 driven in. The home run came against the Mariners in this ballpark in the opening homestand. Weaver's 0-1 pitch, and Dunn swings on it and fouls it back. Had a good one to hit. The fastball at 91, pretty much right down the middle. And Dunn came up just a little bit empty. No balls and 2 strikes. Weaver brings home the pitch and a swing and a miss. Got him with a changeup down and away. A strikeout of Dunn, and that leadoff double is stranded at third for the Brewers. Second strikeout in relief for Luke Weaver. We go to the ninth inning. 11-1. Yankees lead the Brewers on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance. What's on tap? Brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee too. Tastes like Miller time.
Every Brewers regular season Friday home game at American Family Field, ticketed fans 21 and over who sit in the Miller Lite beer pen in the left field Loge bleachers will receive a free Brewers can holder courtesy of Miller Lite.
Milwaukee Brewers baseball and Miller Lite.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know that they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more. That's join139.com.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Bob Uecker.
He just hit a three-run shot!
On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
We go to the ninth inning here in Milwaukee, 11-1 Yankees. And back in with the play-by-play, here's Bob Uecker.
All right, Lane, thank you. And the first offering is down low and away. Owen Miller is behind 2-0 now. No problem. Missed again, 3-0 now. Anthony Volpe waiting, and the 3-0 delivery drops low and away. Whoa! Hearing some booing here tonight. Hang on, it's early. Tanner Trammell is the batter, and the pitch drops in there nicely. One strike. Infield plays back. That one's hit in the right center for a base hit. Yankees not trying to take any extra bases here tonight. Trying to get it done. Ninth inning. 11-1 New York leads. Sixteen hits for the Yankees tonight. And the pitch, big swing and a miss. Jemai Jones. And the pitch. Bouncer hit to the hole. This is going to load the bases. It happens. Nothing you can do about it. And the batter is going to be Alex Verdugo. They're loaded, and there's nobody out. And the pitch up and in, one ball and no strikes. One of those games when you want to write home about it. Not this one. And the 1-0 delivery. Swing and a fly ball is going to wind up in the seats.
Yeah, these are the nights where you keep the 162 in perspective.
Yeah.
It's just one loss. Every team in baseball, including the team that will win the World Series this year, will have probably multiple nights like this over the course of the season.
Absolutely. Verdugo took one down low and inside. It happens all the time. And you're not going to waste pitching in a blowout game, so one of your infielders or an outfielder will take the hit, if you will, to the mound, to the pitching rubber, and try to do the job. The 3-1 delivery is hit in the air to left. It is playable for Weimer near the warning track. A run will score. It is now 12-1 New York. And Giancarlo Stanton is going to be the batter. Runners are at first and second. Sack fly. Verdugo, that one down low on Stanton. Miller deals again, and Stanton looked like he was going to unload on that one. Took it a little bit low. Coming back. That's a big swing and a miss. That's the tough part of it.
That should be worth a strikeout for Owen Miller.
When you get into one of these situations where you're up there as the hitter, and Miller's not throwing hard by any means, not at all. But that's the advantage that he has sometimes. You know, you're throwing that 50 mile per hour pitch, and then all of a sudden this one hit to right center and deep and big trouble and gone. Three more for New York. That's the other part of the problem. No hitter is going up there and try to make an out. If they can take you deep, they will. And Stanton just did. It's now 15-1 on the three-run shot. And like I said, with Owen Miller, you're going to try and sneak one by a hitter every once in a while. You're throwing those almost change-ups up there, and then every once in a while you're going to put a little extra on it because he's kind of sitting back and waiting on the changeup. There's a swing and a fly ball hit to left center, and Weimer has that one. So Stanton homers, and Weimer takes the easy fly ball from Grisham. Here's Torres, takes a strike. And as a hitter, sometimes it's aggravating when you know, you're going up there. You gotta be here at the ballpark anyway. So if you're gonna go up there swinging, you might as well try and hit one.
Yeah.
Two strikes now. That one bounced in front of home plate by about 4 or 5 feet.
We both know, Uke, that the numbers at the end of the year matter to these guys. That's how contracts are given out. That's how.
Swinging a line drive, base hit. Go ahead, Lane.
That's how arbitration numbers and everything else are figured out. And so at the end of the year, if you have 33 home runs and two of them were off a position player at the end of the game, there's no asterisk next
to it.
No,
you're right on.
You had 33 home runs.
Exactly. Austin Wells is the batter. And the pitch. Upstairs, one ball and no strikes. Yeah, you're right on. I mean, there's nothing you can do about it. Trying to be respectable and get it done, and tomorrow's a new day. It's 15-1 on 19 hits for New York. That one's hit on the ground to a easy play for Oliver Dunn at second base. And the inning finally ends, but they get four more. And it is 15-1, New York on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Slide into home and savor the heavy hitters of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Mouth-watering cobbler from classic peach to indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, each crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls will make your taste buds do the wave. Swing by our all-star drive-thru open noon to 10 until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. When life throws you a curveball, cobbler's there to catch you. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Get ready for endless excitement at the Lanes on 20, Racine's premier entertainment destination. Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun, featuring top-notch live entertainment, bago and volleyball leagues in the backyard patio. Or chill indoors at Angry Brothers Pub, serving up mouth-watering daily specials like the in-house smoked ribs and brisket on the weekends. Cool off with a craft beer, seltzer, or one of the game day drink specials. So if you're looking to refine your skills or just have some fun, grab your crew and head on down to the Lanes on 20.
Slide into home and savor the heavy hitters of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Mouth-watering cobbler from classic peach to indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, each crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls will make your taste buds do the wave. Swing by our all-star drive-thru open noon to 10 until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. When life throws you a curveball, cobbler's there to catch you. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue.
Well, Jose Trevino is going to do some chucking for New York tonight. He's the other Yankee catcher. And again, you're not going to waste, you know, any pitching. You got a day game tomorrow, final game of the series. So why not bring in, in this case, the catcher, the other catcher, or one of your other utility infielders, outfielder, whatever. It's the way you do it. Here's Jake Bowers, and the pitch drops low and inside. That one didn't even register. It's too soft. Two balls and no strikes now. And the pitch dropping low.
This is the fastest I've ever seen anybody work.
Oh, man. And the pitch. That one is too high, and he walked him. All right. There's a start. 14 more, you're right back in this, baby.
The scoreboard couldn't even keep up with the count that he was pitching so quickly. It was just playing catch.
There's a strike. All right. Jose Trevino, and the pitch, low on a fastball. They call that pitch from Trevino a no bruiser. If it hits you, no bruiser. One ball, two strikes, and the pitch, bouncer hit to second, and the play will be for Perkins, with a runner moving up to second, and Gary Sanchez, the catcher, is the batter.
I remember in 2018, remember Hernan Perez was always the Brewers' position player that would come in, but Eric Kratz started pitching a little bit too, and he had a knuckleball.
That would make it more frustrating too. You would. It's bad enough if you know you make the out by somebody other than a pitcher, but when it's somebody that does it consistently and you keep going, swinging a drive to center and deep, warning track over the head of Grisham, and a run is going to score. 15-2. All right. I told you, hang in there.
Got to start somewhere.
It's a double and an RBI. Joey Ortiz, the batter. Strike on the outside corner. Jose Trevino. And the pitch. Hit to left. Deep. Get up. Get out of here. It's off the wall. It'll be another run scoring double, and the Brewers another back-to-back two baggers. And Owen Miller, who is the pitcher for the crew, is going to be the batter. That one about three more feet and it's out of here. Trevino deals a strike. He's locked in now. Ready to work. A swing and a smash to second. Torres with a nice play. Picks it clean and throws him out. On the play, Ortiz winds up at third. And Jackson Chourio is going to be the batter. the pitch. Strike right down the middle. 41,620 were here tonight. And the pitch dropping a little bit low. Baseball brought to you by Usinger's. If you're not on the Bratwurst, how about some of that Usinger's Polish and Italian sausage? Bouncer hit to short. And this should do it and will. And New York takes game two. Final 15-3. Yankees back with the totals and the summaries after this on the Brewers Radio Network presented by American Family Insurance.
Beautify your entertainment space with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Hi, this is Gina Della from Pella. Turn your ordinary space into something extraordinary with brand new Pella Windows. Plus, getting the perfect windows and doors for your home has never been easier. Right now, get 0% interest for up to 36 months or no down payment, no interest, and no payments for up to 18 months if you book before April 30th. Take ownership of your living space and make it a place worth living with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
No matter where you're headed, Citgo is a good place to start. Whether you're off to the ballpark, dog park, or amusement park, driving range or drive-in theater, Saturday morning soccer or Sunday brunch, Citgo top-tier tri-clean gasoline gets you where you're going and keeps your engine running cleaner and smoother along the way. Whether you're traveling near or far, when you start with Citgo, you're good to go.
Golfers are excited about playing Sweetgrass and Sage Run. Book your early season golf adventure today. Early season runs May 3rd through May 24th. Stay and play golf packages start at $110. Add to your experience a post-round massage at the Drift Spa. Enjoy a steak and cold beer, then time with your friends at your favorite table games. Visit islandresortgolf.com and take a drive.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
What's on tap? Brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee, too. Tastes like Miller time.
Every Brewers regular season Friday home game at American Family Field, ticketed fans 21 and over who sit in the Miller Lite beer pen in the left field Loge bleachers will receive a free Brewers can holder courtesy of Miller Lite.
Milwaukee Brewers baseball and Miller Lite.
Milwaukee Brewers baseball has been brought to you in part by Citgo, Miller Lite. It's Miller time. Usinger's famous sausage. Usinger's and baseball, it's just not summer without them. American Family Insurance, Menards, Prevea Health, Construction Business Group, Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Delta Dental, Quick Trip, Fleet Farm, Woodman's Food Markets, Pumps Tire, West Bend Insurance, the silver lining. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Carbless, a premium ready-to-drink cocktail. Island Resort and Casino. Coakley Brothers and Brothers Interiors. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Cedar Crest. Wisconsin Biofuels. And Wisconsin Laborers District Council. What about the totals, Grinny?
Well, for New York tonight, Uke, 15 runs on 19 hits, no errors. They stranded 11 over the course of the evening. For the Brewers, 3 runs on just 5 hits, an error, and they left 5. Carlos Rodon gets the win. He's 2-1. He was very good tonight, 6 innings, 2 hits, and a run allowed. Joe Ross takes the loss. He falls to 1-3. It took 2 hours and 45 minutes in front of a sellout crowd of 41,620. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You are listening to the Brewers Radio Network.
You're listening to WRJN and W260CV Racine, W251BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Well, that is our game broadcast for tonight. Back with you again tomorrow, 12:35. The Menards pregame show gets underway, and then it's game.